Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is the new face of the Democratic Party is a disgrace to America and to the Democratic Party. No policy, just Trump hatred. The Progressive Socialist Democrats are the party of hate. Now, let's analyze this far-left movement. When violence is an acceptable form of political behavior, it spreads like a disease. There's no justification using violence. The Congresswoman Maxine Waters has declared, if you see anybody from the White House or Trump people in a restaurant, in a department store, a gas station, anywhere, you get in their faces and tell them that they are not welcome. Now remember, folks, harassing people is politically wrong, morally and ethically. The Democratic Party has kept silent, which empowers that disrespectful behavior. Now, my opinion is this. Anyone who harasses Americans, including our law enforcement, intimidates, attacks, assaults, invades a person's private life because the opinions are different, is anti-American. Yes, we all have our First Amendment rights, but those censoring others using violence are enemies of America. These anarchists, socialists, and liberal left are not only attacking conservatives, but those who have opposing beliefs and convictions. Unfortunately for America, the liberal mainstream press are sympathetic of this behavior. Why? Because these news organizations, liberal newspapers, and networks around the country are tolerating this violent movement to change our great country, America. Kanye West, a black entertainer, and Candace Owens, a black Republican, both favoring President Trump, have been attacked by the liberal press, Democrats, and others. Nobody has the right to bully anyone by suppressing and censoring Americans. Have CNN, NBC, MSNBC, ABC, and CBS networks responded to this malevolent behavior? No. President Trump declares these press networks are enemies of the people. Pay attention. They are trying to influence the public with their lies. Most Americans are not aware of Antifa, an anti-American nefarious group, mostly protesters dressed in black, faces covered in black bandanas, heads covered in black hats, destroying public property, suppressing people, and beating the daylights out of anyone who disagrees with them. Oh, and by the way, they aren't allowed to take a shower. That's peculiar. Antifa isn't going away anytime soon. Where are the comments from the new face of the Democratic Party and the liberal press? You can hate Trump, you can love Trump, but America is winning again. Why? Because we have a president with guts. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.